From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Iran is calling it a major step forward. It says it has sent its first domestically produced uranium to a nuclear processing facility. The country had previously used raw uranium concentrates imported from South Africa in the 1970s. In remarks carried on state television, Iran's top nuclear chief, Ali Akbar Salahi, says his country has become self-sufficient in the production of the material known as yellow cake. He's speaking here through a BBC translator.
The Westerners hoped we'd get stuck over the raw materials. But this example, which we're witnessing today, is the first shipment of yellow cake dispatched from the mine in Bandar Abbas to the nuclear site in Esfahan.
Iran's nuclear chief, Ali Akbar Salahi, he says Iran's uranium production will be carried out under the supervision of the UN's nuclear watchdog agency. His announcement comes on the eve of renewed nuclear talks between Iran and world powers in Geneva. Iran says its program is aimed at generating electricity. The West suspects Tehran of aiming to develop nuclear weapons. Former South African President Thabo Mbeki has arrived in the West African country of Ivory Coast. He's there on behalf of the African Union to help mediate a crisis over who won last weekend's presidential election. NPR's Ophelia Quist-Arkton reports he'll be shuttling between two men who both claim to be president.
Thabo Mbeki flies into Ivory Coast to help negotiate the fallout from an election that was meant to unify the country and end a decade of conflict but looks likely to worsen it. The former South African leader was involved in earlier efforts to mediate between the rival political camps. Incumbent Laurent Gbagbo was sworn in as president Saturday, despite the Electoral Commission declaring that his opposition challenger Alassane Ouattara won the vote. The UN has taken the unusual step of refusing to recognize Gbagbo and endorsing Ouattara, who has submitted a rival presidential oath of office. Gbagbo has denounced foreign interference in Ivory Coast affairs and warned against outsiders becoming involved in what he says is an internal matter. Ophelia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Abidjan.
Some of the latest State Department cables released by the website WikiLeaks suggest that Chinese attacks on the Google search engine a year ago were directed from high within the Chinese leadership. The incident led to the temporary withdrawal of Google from mainland China. Here's the BBC's Nick Childs.
The detail from the latest WikiLeaks revelations reinforce both the perceptions of a Chinese leadership hugely sensitive about the internet and the suspicions about the extent of its role in the hacking attacks which helped force Google out of China. A well-placed contact told the US Embassy in Beijing that what were described as the closely held operations were directed from within the Politburo and were 100% political.
The BBC's Nick Childs reporting. This is NPR News. There is talk of accommodation with Republicans over the Bush-era tax cuts. The White House says President Obama will consider extending tax cuts for all income levels in return for commitments to some Democratic priorities. Yesterday, Senate Republicans, in an unusual Saturday session, rejected a pair of Democratic proposals. Lawmakers in Florida have introduced an immigration measure similar to the one passed in Arizona over the summer. Arizona's law, which has drawn a great deal of scrutiny, has its detractors, but it also has strong support among many Americans. As Mark Miranda, member station KJZZ in Phoenix reports, the bill's sponsor in Florida is trying to line up the votes to pass it.
Lawmakers who drafted the Florida measure are focusing on the estimated 800,000 illegal immigrants in that state. The bill is largely patterned after Arizona's law, much of which was put on hold by a federal appeals court judge a few months ago. Both measures would allow police to question people they consider to be illegal for proof of citizenship. Immigrants not carrying proper documentation would be detained. Critics have charged that the bills encourage racial profiling because police will be more likely, they say, to detain someone whom they think is in the country illegally. But police have said they won't do their jobs any differently under a new immigration law because they already detain people whom they have reasonable suspicion to believe are breaking the law, illegal or otherwise. For NPR News, I'm Mark Moran in Phoenix.
Villages in Ecuador have been evacuated because of an erupting volcano known as the Throat of Fire. The volcano began sending ash, rocks, and gas into the sky yesterday. The activity began to subside after a few hours, but the official alert is still in effect. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News.